show brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, January 22nd, 2018, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what? A huge success. Well, ladies, happy Monday to you. I trust that you all had a fabulous weekend and that you had some time to joy pamper yourself. Now, for those of you that are longtime listeners, you might remember I covered that topic of joy pampering quite a few times on Successful Woman Radio, and hopefully I'll be covering that again a little bit later on this year. But joy pampering is when you take the time out every day to bring joy to yourself by doing something that is going to make you smile, make you feel good, give you that warm and fuzzy, and give you that eternal satisfaction to know that you have joy. And so it can be anything. It can be, you know, reading the Bible. It could be reading your favorite book. It could be walking in the park and just really embracing the beauty of life and our earth. It could be blessing the life of someone else. It could be having a massage. It could be having your favorite bubble bath in a completely silent home where you have wonderful music playing. So it could be anything. But the big point is that you are indeed responsible for your joy. You're responsible for protecting your joy, which is so very, very important. So try some joy pampering very, very soon. If not today, make sure you do it tomorrow. Now, on Sunday, I have a question for you. On Sunday, did you take the time to review your calendar and ensure that all activities that you had actually scheduled on your calendar are supporting your goals for this week? Now, you did set goals for this week, right? Because if you didn't check your calendar, your activities, if you didn't set your goals for this week, or if you're not on target, you need to do so immediately following this show. Don't move on to another day. Hold it priority to make sure that your activities are all supporting your goals and what it is that you want to accomplish by week end. Take action and you will see positive results, right? Yes, yes. Well, I'm excited. We are still here in the month of January. We have just a few days left before this month is over, but I'm excited because I have been feverishly working to get the Women About Biz site, the new site, all migrated up and running, and I am happy to announce that we are about 90% there. And so I want to introduce to those of you who have not heard yet, we are transitioning from one of our domains, the longtime domain, womenaboutbiz.com, and it's really that .com extension that we're changing, and we're transitioning to womenaboutbiz.net, N-E-T. So the .com, if you go there, it will eventually transfer over, but I want to just let everybody know now that you can start visiting our new and improved website, womenaboutbiz.net. Take a look at it. We're still getting things up, but it is very functional, and we have our channels up, so I'm very, very excited about that. And you should be able to let other people know about it probably by Wednesday. We should have our membership page up and ready for people to join our free membership. We have a free membership drive going on. So just want to let you know about that. Very, very excited. I also want to let you know that we're also transitioning the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com site all in one into Women About Biz as well. And so if you visit womenaboutbiz.net and select podcast in the top menu bar, it will take you to the new Successful Woman Radio page. It's all a part of our branding. It's a part of me understanding even more so than ever now the importance of branding and generating leads, and also how to make it the site user-friendly so that everyone knows that Successful Woman Radio, Women About Biz, we're all pretty much one and the same. So I think that you guys will enjoy the new site layout. We have a new logo. Very, very excited about that. So some of the upcoming things that we have going on is that we are starting an all-new Women About Biz Facebook group, and I'm very, very excited about that, and I hope that you guys will spread the word. Are scheduled to debut that extremely soon this week, and we've just got wonderful things going on. And, you know, it's exciting when you know that you believe in your business and when you want it to move forward and do wonderful new things and bless the lives of other people, and that's certainly what's happening here at Women About Biz and Successful Woman Radio. Now, I want you to feel the exact same way. I want you to feel excited. I want you to feel passionate about your business. Now, why do I say that? Because, you know, I can't make anybody feel any kind of way about their business. But what I can tell you is that in order for you to have success this year in 2018, you have to hold your business priority. Right? And I've explained it and given an analogy before that when you came up with your business idea or decided to go with your business opportunity, you birth your business. Just like you birth a child, you birth your business. And just like a child that is newly born, you cannot leave that child alone and expect for that child to survive. And the same thing goes with the business. So there has to be commitments, whether you're running your business part-time or whether you're running your business full-time. There has to be some commitment that you give your business. Number one, I think it's going to be really, really important that you give your business your commitment of time. I can't tell you how important that is. If you are working your business part-time, you're working a full-time job perhaps, you're coming home in the evenings, it is so vital that you have a consistent work schedule. And, you know, I've had a lot of members at Women About Biz to tell me in the past, well, you know, Trina, I'm married, I have kids. And when I get home, I have to cook, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to take my kids to ballet practice, I've got to take my son to basketball or football practice. I understand all of those things. I really do. But what I want you to take a look at is that just as you're holding those things in priority and kind of giving me the excuse of why you've got to do those things and not give your business as much time, you have to hold your business just as much in priority. You know, if you have to get home and cook, it means that you're going to have to prep your meal so that you can squeeze some of that time for yourself and your business. If you've got to take your kids to practice, it means that you're going to have to figure out a solution, perhaps maybe where you can carpool alternately with other parents. If there is a will, there is certainly a way, if you're working a part-time business, to certainly get that time in there that you need. But one of the reasons why I am so serious about having a consistent work schedule is that you get more done. It contributes towards your productivity, and that is just so very, very important. You know, when you do things consistently, then it forms a habit, and when it forms a habit, you automatically, without even thinking about it, start practicing good productivity. And that's what we want, right? And so whether it's 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours that you can give your business is very important. Now, the other thing is that, you know, if you are in this situation activity-wise where you are working full-time and you've got many schedule challenges, right? This is where you really need to consider utilizing a virtual assistant for at least 10 hours a month, because there's a lot that a virtual assistant can do in 10 hours, right? They can help you with all your social media posting. They can follow up with potential leads for you. They can research and write articles. They can do a lot of things that can help you with your daily workflow, and that leaves you the time to be the ambassador of your business, perhaps make your 3 to 5 calls to new people that you don't know each day so that you can build up your connections and generate new leads as well as the ambassador for your business. So there's a lot of things that you can do, but that schedule, ladies, piece, that schedule is so important. It must be extremely consistent, and the commitment and the passion and the belief must be there. Now, I've always told you that I learned a long time ago that it's not enough just to say that you believe in your business, but you must have unshakable faith. Right? That kind of faith that's so deeply rooted within you that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on your goals, on your task, on whatever it needs to happen. So say, for example, if you had an idea for a marketing campaign or an event or something that you wanted to do and you got really excited about it, well, unshakable faith will cause you to not just talk about it, it will cause you to write it down, start taking action, and start figuring out how you're going to make it happen immediately. And I know what I'm talking about because I have unshakable faith, and I know sometimes at night I can't even go to sleep because I have so many things running through my head. So I have to keep a notepad next to my bed so that I can dump brain dump and write all those things out so that I can take action on them. Now, I don't always take action just like everybody else. I have my imperfections. I procrastinate sometimes, but I know how to get myself back on track. But the big lesson here that I'm trying to get you to see is that this year has to be different for you. This year has to be the year that you make some things happen, both financially for your business and also from a marketing standpoint, that you actually find your marketing groove where you know it's working, it's generating leads, right? Because while it's important that we call out to other people, that we verbally let people know who we are and what we do, and we utilize all of our marketing strategies, wouldn't it be great if every day you've got, you know, new phone calls coming in, messages on your machine, hey, this is Mary, I'm interested in your product, I'm really ready to purchase it now, and could I get somebody to please call me back so I can give you my credit card number? Wouldn't that be great? So we want to get you to that level, which is so very, very important, and you can do it. But it's going to, again, require that commitment on your end. And, you know, let me just say this. I think it's also going to require, because, you know, as women, we have this tendency to think that we can do everything. And I'm speaking about us as in general, but I feel that I've coached enough women over the last 20-plus years to know what I'm talking about, and I see a commonality there. I think sometimes we have this thing where we feel that we can do everything, right? And rather than, you know, spend just a few dollars, you know, of the money that we're making to get someone to help us, we would rather just go ahead and try and buy a book of some sort or do something, you know, to actually do it ourselves. And let me just tell you, that's another thing that you have to change in 2018 if that's something that you have in common as well. You can't do everything, right? You cannot do everything if you're planning on moving your success to a whole nother level this year. If you're planning on making more money this year, you cannot do everything yourself, right? You have got to learn to tap into the talent and potential of other people who are professionals. They are good at what they do. This is not to say that you have to hire someone, but you do need to finally admit to yourself when you have had tasks and goals that you've been trying to accomplish for weeks, months, and years, and it's still not done, you've got to just really know how to grab a handle on yourself and say, you know what, this is ridiculous. I need to go ahead and get someone to help me with this so I can get this out of the way because it's been holding me up forever. And that is when you will begin to realize how to move into your CEO role, because the CEO doesn't do everything. The responsibility of the CEO is to provide vision, give direction, and be the ambassador for her business, right? And so that's where we want to get you at. And I'm really, if you hear that passion in my speaking to you today, It is because I love all of you. I don't know all of you, but I have a deep passion and love for all women because I'm a woman. I know where I have been as far as my challenges and my obstacles and really wanting to see my businesses grow and move forward and make some money. I know what it's like to work hard and not see money come in. I know what it's like to procrastinate and sabotage my own self and not see my business do as well because I am in my own way. I know what that is like. And I also, though, know what it's like when you put your schedule, you get your schedule consistent, and I know what it's like when you have someone to help you and what it's like when you have your marketing plan implemented and used to see it working. I know what that's like. So, again, ladies, this is January. This is time for us to make it happen. I want you to be big. I want you to be bold. I want you to step outside of your comfort zone, and I want you to experience success in 2018 like never before, right? So very, very important. For those of you that have just tuned in, hello, welcome to Successful Woman Radio. I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, and I hope that you are here with us each and every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time. You know, we have been on the air now going on 11 years on Blog Talk Radio, over 500 episodes and more than a half million downloads of our show in combination from Blog Talk Radio, from our website. We are just so excited that we've been keeping the show going for this long. And one of the reasons why is because we want to bless your life. It's not all, it can't be as well. It's not all about making money. It's all about, as well, blessing the lives of other women and helping other women. And certainly you can come here to the show and you can get so much information. You get the meat. I just don't give you the intro and then, you know, send you somewhere else always. I want you to have meat when you come here, to be fed fully of great techniques and tips that you will be able to put to use in your business right away. So if you have never done this, go ahead and open your electronic calendar and schedule to listen to Successful Woman Radio every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time, okay? And please, ladies, we really appreciate it when you bless us by sharing the show with other women that you know are looking to be in a positive environment full of information also that they can use in their business as well. I want to go ahead and tell you a little bit about what our show lineup for the rest of the day for the show is, and I want to, I'm very, very excited about our topic today. So, of course, I'm going to give you the five questions to generate cash in 2018, and guess what? I do have a book club book of the month for you. Now, we probably will extend this book all the way through to the end of February, but I'm very, very happy to introduce to you our book club book of the month. It's Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits by Joyce Meyer. Now, Joyce Meyer is a minister. She is a motivational speaker, and she loves the Lord, of course, and so do I. And so just to let everyone know, this particular book does have Christian influence. It does have a lot of Christian overtones and scriptures, but I wanted to introduce this book to you because Joyce says some powerful, powerful things in this book. And the scriptures that she relates to, that she refers to in the Bible are awesome for your own just personal motivation. I really, really love it. So I will be reading an excerpt from her book today for you. And then our hot topic of today, as you know, our theme is Jumpstart Your Business in 2018 this month. And each Monday I have been giving you something to jumpstart your business in. And today it's going to be Jumpstart Your Marketing in 2018. And I'm going to be sharing with you a checklist for really getting your digital marketing going, okay? That's your online marketing, okay? I'm very, very excited about that. So that's what our show lineup is all about today. And I want to go ahead and go right into the 5 questions to generate cash in 2018. Now, if you don't have a pen and paper, ladies, this is your time to do it. I also, as a side note, want to remind you, you know, just get you a simple spiral-bound notebook and start it as your successful woman radio journal. Just date each entry and what the topic of the day was, which is jumpstart your marketing, and then take your notes, and then you'll have a reference notebook to go back and take a look at things. And what's even better is that we have the womenaboutbiz.net site as a companion that you can go and look up things when I provide those resources and where to find it, okay? So here's question number 1 and 5 questions to generate cash in 2018. What must I do to achieve my sales goals this week or month? Right? Now, this is a huge question because as a CEO of your company, you've got to keep your mind focused on the money. Give me the money. Remember that expression? Where is the money? Give me the money. Show me the money. Look, at the end of the day, we can't be scared. And this is very important. We can't be scared to embrace that we want to make money and a lot of it in 2018, and there's no better way to start than to really identify what your sales goals is for the year and then break it down by month and week. Here's question number 2. Am I consistent in implementing my marketing system to attract new leads? And I want to read that one again. Am I consistent in implementing my marketing system to attract new leads? You know, there are a lot of business women that say, yes, I have a marketing plan, but the bigger question is, are you actually implementing it on a consistent level? Here's something that you should know as a side note. You should know that until you start implementing your marketing strategy consistently, whether it's going to work or not, that's not the point with this. You can't measure your results and improve, okay? Get that. Until you start consistently implementing your marketing strategy, you will not be able to get results so that you can measure them and say, okay, well, this isn't working, and I've been doing this for 90 days straight, so I've got to definitely tweak some things because I'm not even getting one comment on social media, or I'm not getting any feedback, or nobody's taking me up on my specials. What am I saying wrong? What am I doing wrong? So you've got to be able to do this consistently because it's measuring, being able to measure what's happening, that allows you to tweak until you get it right, okay? Very, very important. So number 3 is even something that's going to help you to generate more leads. Have I identified a minimum of 3 new people to talk with daily about the benefits of using my services or products, okay? Now, you know, I have a lot of people, the number one question that they ask me when I say, hey, you need to call 3 new people every day. Well, where am I going to find 3 new people? I don't know 3 new people. Okay, well, that tells me right then and there that individual may not be in touch with how to be the ambassador of their business and how to market. So listen, ladies, every single day you're out there. You might be going to coffee shops, going out to breakfast. You've got all these Facebook friends, all of these LinkedIn friends. You should be going to at least 2 networking events every week. You've got all of these things happening, right? But you're not taking advantage of the activities you're involved with, okay? So this particular question to generate cash is very vital to your success, and especially so if your marketing budget is small and you are trying to make the best of it. That means that you're going to have to do some organic things, right? That means marketing without paying any money. You're going to have to do some organic things that are very, very effective. And I know what I'm talking about because I was able to build a very large organization by doing this. So you've got to identify a minimum 3 people to talk with daily. Now, about this particular question, the first thing that you need to know is that you really have to stay a week ahead of yourself with this. So, for example, for those people that you need to be talking to this week, you should have identified them last week for this week. Here's why. Because you have to send them a connection invitation. Hey, this is Trina. I would love to connect with you and learn more about your business and share with what I do. And together, we can discuss how we can connect better or how we can support each other. Here's my phone number, right? And you give them the phone number and you say, hey, here's a link to my website. Is tomorrow a good time or is next week on Wednesday a great time? You know, and that is how you do it. And I can tell you that usually I get 85 to 90% positive response rate from that. And that's when I utilize my social media and all of these people that are friending me. Very, very important, especially people who are newly friending you. You know, those are really important, you know, follow-ups that you need to take, right? And so, again, I encourage you to do that and just keep with it. Stay consistent. By the end of the year, if you call and connect with three people daily, what you will find is that you have over 700 new people that are on your contact list that you can consistently market to, right? And then the other thing is you may decide to beef it up and do five people daily. It may work so well for you and your business type. You may do five new people every single day, right? That might take a couple of hours of your time, but it contributes towards your marketing. If that's the case, then you'll generate over 1,200 leads in a year. So, again, this is in addition to all of the other marketing automation online that you may have consistently going on behalf of your business. Here's number four in the five questions to generate cash, right? What are the business goals that I need to accomplish this week? Now, I said earlier at the beginning of the show that every single Sunday you need to be addressing, before you retire, you need to be addressing what your goals are for the week. And then from there, you need to look at if you have activities that are contributing to the goals, right? You may have this long to-do list, but are those to-do items actually helping you to accomplish your goals for the week? And one of the things that I find out as I work with my clients to create their daily workflows is that this is something that we often have aha moments about when I'm working with them, because they go, well, these are all important to-do items, but I can't believe none of them actually pertain to what I want to happen this week. And then I'll say, well, exactly. That's why it's so important to have a pulse beat on your goals for the week, so that all of those other to-do items can be prioritized in other ways and you're just focusing on what needs to happen for the week. Okay? Here's number five, last but not least, and five questions to generate cash in 2018. What must I change about my leadership to move my business forward? Oh, now that's a question, right? That's a powerful question. What must I change about my leadership to move my business forward? You know, I have identified that leadership is indeed, in my opinion, the number one thing that is going to drive your success this year. It's all about you and how your thinking process is and how you actually create your workflow and how you actually delegate. That's why I said earlier in the show today that you have to start being consistent with your time and you have to start depending on others to help you, because you can't be successful all by yourself. That's the number one thing as a CEO that you should know and understand. Your responsibility as the leader, as the CEO, is to drive your vision and help your company to be successful. And at the end of the day, you've got to stop holding on and babying your business just because you birthed the idea, joining the opportunity. You've got to stop holding on to it so tight that you're not letting your business grow up. You got to let other people hold your baby, right? You've got to let other people help you with your business. You've got to reinvest in your business with some of the monies that are coming in. So very, very important. So there you have it, ladies. You have those five questions to generate cash. Ask them of yourself every day, all day, as often as you need to get a grip, to take control, and create your abundance. For those of you that have just tuned in, I see we have a packed show today. Hi, everybody. I wish I could see you. Perhaps I'll do a Facebook Live on the show one day. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to No Other Than Successful Woman Radio with me, Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. And I just want to welcome you to the show and let you know how much I appreciate your faithfulness in listening to the show. And, you know, make sure that you bless the lives of other women and share the show with them also. Now, we're going to move on. I want to give you some tips on boosting your social media in 2018, because we are at a point with social media is that it's just not a choice anymore, right? You can get left out with social media. Forget the fact that I don't even know if they have yellow pages anymore. Has anybody seen yellow pages? I haven't seen them in forever, okay? And depending on how old you are, if you're under that 30 zone, I don't know, you may even be asking, what's yellow pages? Because they played out probably about 10 years ago, and the internet took over with individuals utilizing, beginning to utilize the internet as their marketing source. And so now it has become such a trend that social media marketing is no longer just an idea, a thought, a concept, a fad, but it is a way of marketing life, right? It is indeed now an acceptable official method for marketing your business, so much so that all of our large corporations now are spending probably about 60 to 65% of their marketing dollars online. How about that, right? And some of the things that you're going to see happening even more, now YouTube is changing a whole lot itself, right? Now, a while back, maybe about 2 or 3 years, I read this great article that talked about how a lot of the big social, a lot of the big television networks like Viacom and Disney and NBC, ABC, all of them, CNN, all of them were buying up and stocking up the .tv extensions for the internet, you know, like ABC.tv or NBC.tv or what have you. They are all stocking up on that. Now, what was going on back then? Well, they saw the trend. They saw that the trend for television was rapidly moving towards the internet. And then we had big companies like Netflix, that was just a little small company at first. We have them growing incredibly large, and them now producing their own series and programs. And then we had other companies to follow. Amazon Prime Movies are now producing their own series and programs. And so the networks couldn't ignore that. So what did they do? They bought up a lot of the .tv domain extensions. And now we see that TV, mainstream TV, is coming to the internet. So you've got to pay attention to these trends, because now all of your large corporations are marketing on the internet and they're pouring in big dollars. Now, what does that mean for us, the micro business owners, the small business owners? Well, it certainly means that the advantages that we should have taken 2 and 3 years ago are no longer here. That's what it means. Facebook has totally changed its algorithms. They've changed the way they are doing business. The big businesses are pumping so much money into Facebook and their advertisement system that you are not going to be able to get people to see your leads or your flyers, your marketing, or your comments. You're not going to get people to see all of that stuff just by organically putting it there. That means not paying for any of it to be seen, right? You're going to have to get yourself in the know about Facebook advertising. Yeah. You've got to get in the know about Facebook advertising. Now, the good thing is that Facebook advertising is still economical. It's still low cost. It's still good for good low budgets, right? It's still there, but only for, I would say, experts say, the next 1 to 2 years, and then you're going to see it rise as well. So we've got to piggyback on this marketing online now, ladies, which is so very, very important. So with that said, I want to just go over some things that to remind you that you should be doing in 2018 as it pertains to your social media, and then I'll go right into jumpstarting your marketing as well, okay? Now, as you know, video is going ballistic online, right? And so you can't get around not doing videos. And I know a lot of people are shying away from this, saying, I don't want to do videos. I don't want to show my face, and I don't look right, or I always have to have makeup on. I always have to be dressed up. I always have to do this and that. Well, let me just say this. The big thing that you need to understand about social media is that social media is about relationships. It's about keeping it real. And people can easily tell real from fake, right? So it's okay sometimes if you've just got a sweatsuit on, or if you don't have any makeup on, or what have you. People like to see the real, right? Now, do comb your hair, right? Yeah, comb your hair. But, you know, if you just want to put on a little lipstick, or you just want to have on some casual clothing, that's okay. Because people like to see people be real on social media. The big thing is that you can do video from your phone, from your Android or your iPhone, or you can do it from your notepad or your iPad, and then you can upload it to start out. You don't necessarily have to do it live. But then when you decide to do live stream, a whole new world is opened up to you. And I've seen it happen with a lot of my clients. And so I am even creating my video live stream schedule for the rest of this quarter, because I know how important it is, right? And so you've got to do that. And so, again, live streaming on Facebook especially helps you to really get more followers, more visitors. It helps you to do a lot. And I've seen some really creative businesswomen online lately. So here's some of the things that I've seen women do online for their business. I have seen a lot of the product, women who own product businesses, I've seen them hold their own QVC-type show on a Facebook Live. They'll do it for like about 15 minutes. So I've seen them do that. I've seen individuals who've just wrote a book, read an excerpt of their book, and just talk about the book itself and tell people where they can go get the book at. I've seen people to give short mini seminars online, and I've seen people just do a quick 2 to 3 minutes by giving them some motivational bullet points on how to have a better day. So you can get very, very creative with how you're going to do your videos. As far as how often to do your videos, well, you know, it's only 2 or 3 minutes, and so you literally could do one every day or work your way up to that, but certainly a couple of times a week would be good. So don't forget to go ahead and take a look at that and put that on your actionable checklist to start looking at incorporating live video or video within your social media strategy. Okay, very, very important. The next thing is I want you to really, again, look at how you can take advantage of Facebook ads, Facebook advertising. Now, Facebook has done something really great. In their help section, they've got like all of this information on how to properly post the ads, how to, you know, how to boost your ads, how to promote your events. They've got all of that information there for you. So you really need to take a look at it. The third thing is the Facebook fan page. Oh, my goodness. Guess what? Facebook has created their fan page now to fully function like a blog. Can you believe that? So you have a menu on the left-hand side. You can add buttons. You can do all kinds of things with your Facebook. You can add a video channel. There's so many things that you can do. You've got to dig in there and learn that and utilize that and take advantage of it. Now, the one thing I do know with Facebook, I do know that you can still organically market on Facebook. It just takes a little bit of longer to get responses until you build up your followers, right? So the question is, how many followers should you have on your fan page? I would say that when you reach the 500 mark, okay, when you reach the 500 mark, you should start to see if you are consistent with your posting, you know, and that might require you to do a couple of posts a day, 2 to 3 posts a day. When you start seeing people respond back to you, is usually around that 250 to 500 mark, but for sure that 500 mark. And then the goal is to push it on up to 1,000, which is so very, very important. So Facebook can help you with that. You can actually advertise to get more followers, and they will, you can purchase advertisement. You know, you can invest, like, let's say $25 to $50 a month just on boosting your posts to get more followers, and you will see your followers soar. Okay, you will see a lot of new followers coming into your Facebook fan page, right? So then it would be up to you to engage your followers, your fans, by asking them questions, by having different types of prizes and campaigns and that type of thing. So very, very important, right? And so, again, I want you to take a look at that. I also want you to look at a couple of social media platforms and to see if one of them might work best for you. I want you to take a look at Planoly, P-L-A-N-O-L-Y, Planoly.com, which allows you to post on both Facebook and Instagram automatically. Take a look at Planoly. Take a look at also Sprout Social, S-P-R-O-U-T, Social, S-O-C-I-A-L.com, Sprout Social. Take a look at those because they are all, they both are very good. And then for Instagram only, take a look at Schedulegram. If you've just been looking for something for Instagram, take a look at Schedulegram, S-C-H-E-D-U-G-R-A-M, Schedulegram.com, and take a look at that. But these platforms really help you to automate your social media marketing and get it out there. And because, you know, going online every hour on the hour or 3 and 4 times a day is not necessary. Now, one of the good things also is that Facebook, they have created their own scheduling system in Facebook groups and on the Facebook fan page. So not for the personal page, but for Facebook groups and Facebook fan pages, you can now pre-schedule all of your posts out to the whole year if you wanted to, of course, but that would be quite challenging. But you can pre-schedule your posts. So you can just use Facebook for that as well. So if you use Facebook maybe 60% of the time, I would suggest that you schedule your posts from Facebook itself because they actually give you a little perk or bonus and allow more people to see your post when you schedule it with them. Okay? So hopefully that is helping you for your actionable checklist, and we are going to move right into jump-starting your marketing, your digital marketing in 2018. Now, I want to start off with saying, ladies, it's going to be important for you to know your target audience. And if you have not figured out your target market, you've really got to figure that out, right? And that's going to require you, if you just don't know what you should be doing to figure that out, I'm going to suggest that you go ahead and you schedule a power talk with me at Women About Biz. So very, very important. Now, to do that, I'm going to send you to the new website, and I want you to go to womenaboutbiz.net, okay, womenaboutbiz.net, and I want you to click on coaching in the top menu bar, and when you get to the coaching page, the first blog entry that you see there. It says Free Power Talk Coaching. Click on that and go ahead and get your coaching scheduled. So very, very important. All you have to do is click on that Free Power Talk Coaching session for women, and then you can schedule your Power Talk, and we can have an amazing 45 minutes of brainstorming and talking about how we can move your marketing strategy forward for your business and how you can get that target market survey going so that you are in the know on your target market, okay? So that's the first thing that has to happen, because when you're not in touch with your target market, it causes you to perhaps have the wrong marketing strategy, right? And you don't want to do that. And you know, don't feel rushed just because it's January, but you sometimes you just have to take the time to back up and set the foundation and get it right, okay? Now, the next thing that I think is important on your checklist for jumpstarting your marketing is that you've got to make sure that your website, the foundation of your website, is really working well. Now, I do want to say that a responsive website is very, very important. And what a responsive website is that it looks good whether someone looks at it on their desktop, their laptop, their iPad, notepad, or whether they're looking at it on their phone. Now, what you need to know is statistically, people are looking at our websites and looking at the internet and researching on their mobile phones about at a 60% rate. So that means that out of 100%, more than 60% of all people with smart devices, okay, are searching and looking at your information from their phone. And if you don't have a responsive website, then that's going to cause your website maybe not to look so good, or it might misplace your menu bar and people can't find how to click from one thing to another, or pictures may be distorted. So you really want to make sure that your website is responsive. So you need to talk with a web designer about that. Very, very important. If you designed your website yourself in WordPress, then what you may want to do is look at changing a new responsive theme in your WordPress site, okay? And for those of you that do have WordPress, it's a little bit easier to do that than it would be for someone who's had their website independently designed and they really don't have that control over that. And, you know, I've always shared with you that everyone should really be on WordPress, because I just transitioned Women About Biz to WordPress, and it's working so beautifully. And, you know, again, WordPress is just dominantly becoming one of the best content management systems out there, but it's easy to use. You know, posting a blog post or an article is like using a word processing program like Microsoft Word, right? And so it makes it very easy for you, once your website is designed, it makes it easy for you to set your website up. So I want you to know that, okay? The next thing that I think is going to be very, very important, remember in social media I mentioned that you need to learn how to do video. Well, videos are just as important on your website. Now, you don't have to reinvent the wheel there. If you do a live Facebook stream on Facebook, you can actually download that video and share it in a blog post on your website as well. Just write a few more bullet points and voila, you've got a great article and a video for people to take a look at. Right now, on Facebook, on your personal page, if you do a live stream from there, it's going to have my videos. You can click on the More link up under your header on your personal page, and it will have, when you click on More, it will have my videos. You can click on Videos, and it will show you all of your videos where it's recorded, and they are there. You can go ahead and copy the URL link or what have you. You can embed it. You can download it and put it into YouTube and then transport it over into your website. So there's a lot of ways that you can do it, but videos on your website are definitely going to attract your customers. And you guys will be able to see that firsthand, because I'll be doing videos this week, posting on the new womenaboutbiz.net website. And again, whenever I've done videos, I do see engagement go up, and that's exactly what happens, right? The next thing that's going to be important as you're looking at jumpstart your marketing is that, don't forget, is that you want to have something to attract your visitors to your website with. You also want to have something that you can use as a link in posting on social media. So what I'm talking about is creating a lead page. Now, all a lead page is a web page without the menu bar on it, and it's focusing on only one thing. So you can actually create a lead page on your website, right? Or you can create a lead page independently of your website. The big thing is that you shouldn't have a menu bar which causes people to travel and go other places, but you want to keep them focused on just one thing. So with that said, in order to have that lead page, you also need to have a compelling offer, right? And a compelling offer can be a free report, a product sample, a free audio, free video access. But what it needs to do is it needs to compel people to want to sign up and provide their first, last name, email, and mobile phone number. Now, mind you, I said mobile. Very, very important. I'll tell you why in a minute. So that's what that's all about. Now, you can go to leadpages.com. They have a very good economical way of creating lead pages. If you have a WordPress site, you can also deactivate, just create the page, and then deactivate the menu on that particular page, and voila, you have a lead page. If you want to see samples of lead pages, you know, you can go to Google Images and put in example lead pages, and a whole host of lead pages will pop up for you, so you get a good idea of exactly what a lead page is all about. But I say that because lead pages help you to generate contacts, of course, new leads, right? It helps you to build your connection database, right? And it helps you to have people to constantly market to. Very, very important. Now, there's a little more to the lead pages, because after they sign up, then you have to have the next thing, and that is you have to have a marketing funnel system. This means that from the time somebody connects with you until they become a customer, what happens in between? How do you stay connected with them? How do you communicate with them? And that is going to require you to do a series of emails that automatically go out to that person. So then you would need to have an autoresponder system such as AWeber. You can go to getresponse.com. If you're on a budget and you have under 2,000 names on your list, then MailChimp would be good, because they offer free, fully free service until you reach, I think it's like 2,000. So go and take a look at that. So again, this is very important to add to your marketing checklist for 2018. Very, very important. Now, the reason why I said you need to ask for their mobile number on the lead page form is because you need to be looking at creating a mobile text campaign, right? But you don't want to inundate people with text, but you want to be very, very focused when you do text people. So, you know, you want to let people know, like I do a text once a week about the Successful Woman Radio Show network. That's very effective for me. We always have a packed out show. And sometimes I might do a text to let people know about a webinar or a teleclass. But I usually do free things. I usually text people about free things because I know that I want them to experience who I am. That is going to help me to brand myself better. It's going to help me to get the word out about Women About Biz, Successful Woman Radio. And so I don't use text to always sell. I primarily use it as a branding and marketing tool to let people experience who I am and what I have. But then I point them, when they do get on the show, I point you to womenaboutbiz.com, right? I point you to do different things that might be an advantage to you, such as experience a coaching session with me at no cost if you've not had your first one for the year. So, again, all of these things are very, very important as you create a checklist to do digital marketing in 2018. You've got to understand that video, audio, and mobile marketing are queen, right? And so one software that I'd like to recommend you take a look at is Easy Texting. I've been using it for about a year and a half now. Absolutely love it. They allow you to have 250 texts per month for free. How about that? So each time you send out a text to a person, that counts as one. So if you've got a mailing list of about a couple of hundred people, this might work perfect until you build your mailing list, right? And so easy texting, that's E as in Edward, Z as in zebra, texting, TextING.com, easytexting.com, okay? And, of course, I'm not getting paid to tell you about these resources, but I'm telling you about them because they are working for me, and that's very, very important. Someone just asked me what email marketing system do I use. I currently use GetResponse. GetResponse has a program where they actually can walk you through. It's a 90-day program, and it's no cost. They walk you through how to expand your leads and how to expand your mailing list, and it's a really good training. I really like it. They also have lead pages. They have great email marketing templates. They also have a webinar platform that's, if you get their professional version of their membership, which I think is $49 a month, they also have a webinar platform that you can use as well and an event platform. So they kind of have it all combined there in one, okay? If you're trying to stay on the budget but have some really good features, MailChimp is certainly the way to go, okay? So hopefully that answered your question right there. Okay, so I just have a couple of more things. I do want you to say that email marketing is here to stay, so you have to still use email marketing, but make sure that you are allowing people to double opt into your email marketing campaigns, okay? It's been proven. 90% of the time when someone has opted in and said, yes, I opted in to receive or subscribe to this person's email, they're going to open it and read it, right? So that's what you want to do. Very, very important. And last but not least, you want to put all of this on a marketing schedule. So you still have to kind of schedule and plan everything out. And listen, this can't all be done in a day. You can't listen to the show and then say, okay, I'll put all that in action today. But what you can do is you can take some of these items on the marketing checklist that I've given you. You can start looking at how to incorporate them into your marketing strategy. And remember, you have this is a new year. If you have not scheduled your free Power Talk session with me yet, please do so. Simply go to womenaboutbiz.net, click on coaching in the top menu bar, and when you get on the coaching channel, just scroll down just a little bit and you'll see the free Power Talk coaching article. Click on that and you can schedule your Power Talk session with me real quickly. Well, I'm going to go right into reading a quick excerpt from the book Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits by Joyce Myers. Really do admire Joyce. I've listened to a lot of her sermons, a lot of her motivational talks, and she's a spunky lady. She shoots straight from the hip and tells it like it is. And this book about habits, a lot of it resonates with me so much because I am an avid learner of how we function as a human being and how habits work within us. And so I'm excited to present to you Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits. Now, she says, I suspect you bought this book because you have bad habits that you want to break. Perhaps you've tried over and over again and yet have failed, and you are hoping that I have the formula for your success. She says, I do believe I can offer some good advice, but the first thing you must do is ask yourself how serious you are about breaking the habit you want to conquer. Now, let me just give you a side note. Now, you know, a bad habit is any time you have a habit that works against you instead of for you. She says, I don't have a three-step magic formula that will change you overnight, but I can promise you that you don't have to be in bondage to anything if you truly want to be free. She says, I want to start this chapter by being honest. Breaking bad habits takes a strong commitment, an investment of time, a lot of hard work, and a willingness to be uncomfortable while you are transitioning from bondage to freedom. If you're not willing to do that, then I doubt that I can help you. Breaking a bad habit can be like breaking up with a bad boyfriend who is abusing us. We know breaking up with him is the right thing to do, but we may miss him even though being with him means being hurt. We must learn to follow the wisdom of God, she says, and do what we know will be good for us in the long term and not follow the thing that makes us feel good physically or emotionally for the moment. Breaking up with bad habits is certainly not easy, but with God's help, we can do it. One of the problems we face, she says, in society today is that we have too much ease and now we are addicted to it. We tend to want everything to be easy, but God has anointed and equipped us for hard things. We can do all things through Christ. He is our strength. The truth is that if a thing costs us nothing, it is rarely very valuable to us. If breaking a bad habit could take place without any commitment or effort on our part, our freedom would not even be valuable enough for us to even try it. So I just read to you Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, an introduction to the book that we're going to be reading all the way through February. So I encourage you to go and get your copy of Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits by Joyce Meyer. Well, ladies, that is all I have for you today. Make sure you stay tuned for next Monday, January 29th, as we continue on with Jumpstarting Your Business in 2018. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.